May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for March 12th, 2022. And as regular listeners know, I've been curating recent news that you'll never see in the highly censored lamestream media. And these are the videos and articles I'll be sharing today with some commentary to highlight the most significant developments, which are freaking amazing right now. This is part of the 2022 Great Turnaround series I've been doing since the first of the year. This is linked in the show notes. If you want to see several actually amazing commentary compendiums, archived pieces since the first of the year. And it's been an amazing year so far. I mean, this has been like a quantum leap over last year. We were slogging through COVID back then. Now it's like, been the big pivot. Now it's all about, warrior Ukraine and a whole nother, deep state cosmic conundrum, right now on the planet. I'll be discussing some of these mind-blowing revelations. But first, I'm going to go into a cosmic weather report, the quantum field, astrology, psychology, which right now is pregnant with birthing of Aquarius. But the dragon of deep state tyranny, you might say, is still acting out on the world stage. We got some serious issues, surfacing. Even though that dragon is deeply wounded by the Great Awakening worldwide, big drama on the world stage right now, folks. Anyway, if you want to really good astrology report for this week, I highly recommend you go to New Paradigm Astrology and watch the video by Kai Pacha from a few days ago. He discusses an amazing video that I've included in the compendium today that I'll be talking about. And he goes into it much deeper from a cosmic astrological perspective. Anyway, if you want to as I was saying, if you want a really good astrology report for this week, I highly recommend you go to New Paradigm Astrology and watch the video by Kai Pacha from a few days ago. He discusses an amazing video that I've included in the compendium today. Kai Pacha was on my radio show here several years ago. And the guy can be really brilliant. Many of his weekly video presentations, kind of the astrology, psychology for the week. And he goes into mythology a lot and universal archetypes, Jungian psychology. This guy's really, really profound, yet keeps it simple. And I've just found him amazing over the years for understanding astrology, psychology better, for one thing. So check him out at New Paradigm Astrology. It's one of his videos from this last, just several days ago. He does them on Wednesday. And some of the things he mentioned, right now today, we've got a very strong, nice trine between the Sun in Pisces, which is conjunct Neptune, which is exalted in Pisces, and Jupiter, conjunct Jupiter also, which magnifies the very deep, mystical, collective, unconscious, profound, deepest of all signs. Deepest, most mystical sign being, it's expansive right now. It's very strong with Jupiter there, and it's trine the Moon in the water sign of Cancer. So it's a nice, soft, deep, mystical water energy, and I hope I can maintain that cool, calm, and collected with a harmonic vibe that's consistent with this really nice, strong trine. We've also got Mars and Venus are in conjunction. They're in almost the exact alignment in Aquarius, and they're coming up on Saturn. Saturn, Mars, Venus, and Aquarius there's a, might say, a structuring or a congruence of Aquarian principles, balance male, female, alpha and omega, Mars, Venus, energies. And, of course, the big drama right now going on is with Pluto. As I mentioned, this understanding with Pluto and transformation is profound. In the last show, I discussed Pluto's return to alignment with the same sector of deep space as 246 years ago. It's one complete orbit, you know, of Pluto, back at the time of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And, of course, the American Revolution was 13 years from 1776 to ratification of the Constitution in 1789. And we're in a cycle now. Time is compressed a lot more. It's much more accelerated than it was back in horse and buggy days. And the great turnaround, it looks like a new declaration of interdependence or interdependence on a united state for united sovereigns of Earth. Looks like it's in the works, folks. Now the revolution is a global evolution in higher consciousness. You might say unified field of conscientious common sense. And it's time for a declaration of interdependence on a united state of us as united sovereigns of Earth. So as for the mind-blowing revelations, which this show is going to be going into, this is, you might say, an urgent alert, you know, with what I'm going to be talking about today. The specificity of this report and you know, in the video that I'm going to be referencing here in a moment, the specifics in this video and the correspondence with much that I already know for sure prompted this red alert. But don't believe any of this unless your good discernment confirms the handwriting on the wall, you know, for a biblical reference. If you can read the handwriting on the wall, you know, and basically be centered and connected with, you know, good conscience, good discernment, more power to you, because there's some amazing things that's being, you know, revealed right now. Before I go into that, I thought I'd reference, you know, PollenX.com. If you've ever gone to PollenX.com, that's the X stands for extract, and you'll find that pollen extract is virtually royal jelly, and it's been researched and developed for 70 years by the Swedes, where they developed a way of harvesting, you know, with quality controls, harvesting select pollens that have an ideal micronutrient profile for humans, harvesting without the bees, so they have quality controls, because bees will bring back at different times of the season all kinds of stuff, and they have researched which pollens. Again, we're talking about tree conifer pollens, cereal grass pollens like rye, flower pollens. Which pollens have a combination of them, they have the ideal micronutrient profile for humans. Now, we're talking about the richest source of RNA, DNA, genetic material at the source of the food chain that all life follows from. It's the most perfect whole food concentrate. And it's been sponsoring my show for years. I usually don't talk about it, but I wanted to reference it because it's really the best kept secret in the nutritional world, and I've been keeping a low profile, flying under the radar, because this product is so extraordinary and so nutrient concentrated and such a great impact on building the immune system that the parent company in Sweden has been bought out by one of the big pharma companies, and they use it in drip IVs for immunotherapy, you know, immunologists and oncologists worldwide, medical doctors using it for that. But since it is a whole food, you can't make claims, health claims about a whole food, or basically then it's no longer a food, it's a drug, according to the FDA. And so I've been flying under the radar, trying to keep a low profile. I'm not making medical claims and just referencing how it is the best nutritional supplement for building health and preventing disease. Been used for 70 years as a prophylactic to prevent colds and flu in Europe, and used all over the world for prostatitis, urethritis, urinary tract infections, you know, UTIs. And I can't say that it's good for infections or inflammations in the body, or I encroach on medical territory, but the fact is that it has all kinds of health benefits that are well documented. I go into the ones I can talk about on the website, like, for example, how it's like rocket fuel for mitochondria, for the mitochondria energy factory of the cell, you know, for more energy. It's subtle energy, but you don't want to take this stuff, you know, in the evening, or you might be laying in bed with your eyes wide awake 2 o'clock in the morning and wondering why. So it's Pollenex.com. You can go there, check it out. And again, this is nutraceutical royal jelly. Basically is what it is. And people think of pollen, they think of bee pollen, but the difference between bee pollen and this royal jelly, this extract, is like the difference between a bicycle and a Tesla supercar. I mean, it's that different. And you'll realize that when you read it. And its history with sports nutrition, and with health food stores, its history, you know, across America. I've been distributing it in America, Canada, and shipping it worldwide since 1987. So that's Pollenex.com. I thought I'd mention that. And before I get to the wild and crazy stuff, some of this stuff is pretty spooky, folks, but, you know, just think of the picture of Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine saying, "What? You worry?" And remember that worrying is like praying for what you do not want. If you see someone that's anxiety-ridden and stuck in negativity and worrying, just tell them, you know, worrying is like praying for what you don't want. So no worrying. Be happy. Anyway, this video I'm going to go into proves to be true. It is the most important video this year. And it talked about a media blackout is imminent. You know, watch this before a media blackout. I realize that there's elements of this video, and the full transcript of the video is available, you know, with the link below on the homepage for the show today. You know, for this episode, there are links that go to the website and has infographics, it has embedded videos and articles that specifically reference this topic today, which is the global currency reset that's going on as we speak. Now, they've been talking about this in the alternative media like it's been happening just about every month for the last several months, and they've been like false starts and hasn't happened, and there's a possibility that this is not going to happen. But the signs of the times, you know, that I've been following from multiple sources indicate that this is going to happen soon, and we're talking about a complete economic reset, and it's going to disrupt, you know, the old economic order with the Federal Reserve. They're going on a quantum financial system, and it's going to be worldwide. And there's major things that are going to be going on with switch back to the gold dollar, and how they're going to do that is really interesting. The video goes into it, and we're talking about the end of the petrodollar and a gold-backed currency, you know, worldwide. And what's really going on in Ukraine from multiple perspectives, I'll be going into that today with some amazing articles and videos that you'll want to check out rather than watching the boob tube. This is the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, you might say, and you're going to want to watch this. So these videos that I reference, again, the link is in the show notes on the episode page. That should be up now. The podcast, I'm doing this live right now. The podcast should be up in a few days. But I think you can check the episode notes on the BBS Radio homepage for Cosmic Love. And you can watch the videos I'm referring to. And you can there's several things that you want to check out. So one of the things the video that I'm referencing goes into, it talks about downloading, it's called the Signal app, which is a highly encrypted white hat military application for email off the Starlink satellite. That'll interest perhaps many of you listening. There's also a reference to Edward Dowd, D-O-W-D. He's a BlackRock whistleblower exposing horrific vax democide, you know, basically mass dying from the jab. As for reference to the end times, Consider the prophecies of Edgar Cayce, Medjugorje, and Fatima that Russia will save humanity. I've also got a video on that. It's 3 minutes long. I'd watch that if you don't watch anything else, that we're looking at what's really going on in Russia as far as most people know, you know, if they listen to the boot or the lamestream media, you know, the propaganda press or prostitutes, you know, that they're going to get a completely wrong understanding of what's going on, because the Federal Reserve banking system and the corporatocracy are all aligned with this narrative of creating an enemy, you know, a bad guy, while they take down the, you know, controlled demolition of the global economy for the global economic reset, and pushing through, you know, the digital currency, digital passports, a social credit system, and some of the videos I have today reference that. This is a huge, you might say, a conflict of different interests between the white hats and the black hats, you know, from the deep state, not between the deep state and the high state. And if you understand what's going on right now with the videos today, you'll have a really good understanding of what all the disinformation is about in the mainstream media. Just like we were told for 2 years that those vaccines were safe and effective, and proves out, and it's coming out. And some of the videos references that I've included here today, again, in the show notes, you'll be able to see some videos on, specifically that link I referenced just above, the BlackRock whistleblower exposing horrific vax democide, you know, death by jab. It's definitive, folks, you know, that they lied to us for 2 years. They're lying to us now, and it helps to understand that. But if you watch this video, that how Russia will save humanity, this three-minute video, basically how the prophecy of Edgar Cayce, Medjugorje, and Fatima are all saying the same thing about Russia saving humanity, and how that happens, and what's the story there, these prophecies, and it's only 3 minutes, but it's really sweet, you might say. It is just really, a keynote to, I'd like to think of it as the keynote to my message today. So that's a post by way of Mystic Post TV. It was actually done back in January 12th, beginning of the year, when the whole Ukraine thing was starting to size up. So it's good to know, you know, the context there. So the big picture, folks, is that Aquarian faith in, you know, the principles of light and love is surging. And Piscean fear and doubt is purging. You know, the Piscean age, the fear and doubt is the misqualified energies of the Piscean age and Pisces and the deep mystical sign of Pisces. When it goes to the dark side, it's fear and doubt. And when it goes to the light side, it's love and faith, you might say. And you can't have fear and faith at the same time. And so the dregs of Pisces, the old records that have that, and it's like the hamster wheel is going around, but the hamster's dead, but the wheel's still turning. You know, it's like we're past Pisces, going into Aquarius, but the old momentums of Pisces, of fear and doubt, the misqualified energies, and institutions that no longer serve the purpose for which they were created, but are self-serving, the deep state, those records are being purged. So light of Aquarius, you might say, brings up all that's unlike itself for transmutation and enlightenment. So we're talking about the big shift from faithless fear to fearless faith. At times like this, when the whole world's going through transformation, going through, you might say, a revolution, evolution, revelations, I like to remember the quote of Thomas Paine, who was, you know, one of the America's founding fathers, who gave us the name United States of America, by the way. Most people don't know that. His Common Sense publication sparked the American Revolution, and now it's a global revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word revolution, which is evolution. So Thomas Paine was famous for saying, it is at all times necessary, quote, it is at all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution. And until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles. So this is the lead into an amazing video that's got almost 5 million views in 10 days. And it's called The Changing World Order. And this video is one of the keynotes of this presentation today. If you get a chance, and you know, when you get a chance, watch this video. We're talking about conscious evolution, revolution, revelation regarding a trend fit. There's a trend fit with emerging cycles. There's a trend of converging cycles that are defining, refining, and shining the emerging zeitgeist with end of the old order and beginning of the new. Cycles are converging, ending, beginning, and he goes into it. This brilliant macroeconomics expert over the last 50 years has researched, analyzed these repeating cycles over the last 500 years. The guy's name is Ray Dalio, and he provides a brilliant overview of historical cycles of 250 years that repeat themselves throughout history, corresponding, and this wasn't mentioned by this guy, with Pluto cycles, as I explained, back in 2022, and I provide a link when I went into what's going on with Pluto transits, Pluto return, going retrograde, going forward, and basically doing major transformation in 2022. And what's going on, and the correspondence between what this guy is talking about, this 250-year cycles, and these Pluto cycles that have been going on almost exactly 250 years, 246, 248 years. I mean, it's not exact, but they're very close to matching cycles, basically proving that the transformative power of Pluto in the quantum mindscape, the quantum field, mindscape, collective consciousness behind global change and cycles of history, cycles of civilization rising and falling. It's an amazing video. I highly recommend that. And I just wanted to give a little context for it because it goes so much deeper than even he explains when you realize that the cycles he's talking about correspond directly to the Pluto return, cycles, the same time range. So that's an amazing thing to understand. And another thing that kind of ties into all this, there's a feature article that is just mind blowing, which is kind of the theme of this, blog today, is that this is an article, What Nobody Told You About Ukraine. And this is just a very comprehensive, mind-blowing article that ties in with some of the other mind-blowing information. So let me do kind of a summary of sorts at this point about what's going on in Ukraine. Now, it's come out in my last post I put out here about a week ago and added several videos and articles to that over the week. It was about the biolabs in Ukraine. Many of you probably know about the biolabs, but there's a lot going on in Ukraine that's converging. The video today at the top, that I talk about, and include, with the transcripts, you can regarding the March 10th global GCR update, global currency reset. GCR, Global Currency Reset. That video, I wanted to kind of sum up what's going on. We're seeing the chessboard being played massively by Putin, whereby he's going to be ratcheting up, as the 3-minute video said about, you know, Fatima prophecy, that how Putin would basically, save humanity. How's that going to happen? Well, Putin has been ratcheting up the pressure on Eastern Europe, on Europe, regarding they put sanctions on him, and that now he's in the process of cutting off the oil and gas to Europe and saying, I'm only going to give it back to you if you pay me in gold. He's setting up a gold standard currency in Russia. They've been accumulating gold. The Chinese have been accumulating gold for years while the Americans have been printing funny money. And now Putin is saying, we're going back on the gold standard, and if you want gas and oil, you got to pay me in gold. Well, this is just like, you know, the history behind the gold standard in America, how America became great based on a gold standard, and how ever since then, when we went off the gold standard, Roosevelt took us off the gold standard, went back on, Nixon then took us off the gold standard. And the history of that, and going back on the gold standard, you know, like, you know, as a global currency, reserve currency, and a combination of the Russian ruble with the Chinese yen, and they're doing their, basically, they've been connecting the whole East thing with Russia and Asia, and their global road, you know, for connecting with commerce through Russia and China. They've got an alliance of nations worldwide. They're going on this gold standard, and basically the currency standard in America now, you know, the dollar, the petrodollar, it's going away for like half the world. Now, the implications of all this are profound, but what I'm saying is that this is the process now. This is going to be going on throughout the year, and there's going to be different stages of this drama, including cyber warfare, different types of warfare for disrupting, you might say, the convergence, you know, of Western economic systems to this global currency reset based on gold. So there's big drama going on here. And you'll understand it a lot better if you watch the video while you're reading the show notes, which I've provided, I mean, as far as the transcript of the video. And really, you know, if you're watching the podcast in the future, you can, again, if you can pull up in another window, if you can pull up those transcripts from the show notes, they'll be in the copy, you know, where you click on it. And if you can have two windows open and listen to the show while, you know, while you're watching the video, because you can, the video's embedded, you know, in that compendium. And if you can play both of them in different windows at the same time, you can pause it and really do a thorough study of what's going on with global currency reset, which, like I say, the implications are very profound with big changes in many regards, and why it's important to prepare, because things are going to get disrupted, folks, and through the rest of the year. You think they're disrupted now. And we're talking about the long time process for convergence to global economic order and stability and unity and diversity and, you know, out of many one and one for all and all for one, you know, that's going to take years to stabilize. Right? I mean, we're 2022, I think, is the turning point. The mass awakening is at critical mass, and people are more interested in the whole truth, nothing but the truth. that they're not getting in the lainstream media, because the lainstream media is trying to hold that line on the way things are and have the Western currency system separate from the gold standard Eastern currency system. But more and more nations are going over to the alliance with Russia and China, and currency, a new currency model standard, reserve currency standard, you might say, for dealing internationally trade. And if you want, the other video I'm highly encouraging to look at is this first principles regarding changing world order. The end of the old order, the beginning of the new order. That video I mentioned before by Ray Dalio, video's got almost 5,000 views in 10 days. That's mind-blowing in several regards, because you can see cycle to cycle how global empires have shifted power, and how we're in a big shift of power now. We're right at the beginning of it. And the implications of it, that video, that feature article regarding the changing mindscape, you know, the changing consciousness as power moves east. When I say east, more nonlinear, more right brain, more the divine feminine, more unconditional love, more golden rule law language, you know, with the gold standard. With, you know, gold standard economically, it's moving more in that direction. And the deep state is being more and more isolated than America, and the power elite potentates, who are ethical infants, are being exposed and isolated, and we're kind of stuck with them here. You know, in America, we're stuck with, you know, the system we have as far as the Federal Reserve for right now, and it may be changing behind the scenes. This is what I understand is happening. And if it's a very successful evolution, you know, 90% of the word revolution, if it's a very successful evolution, we'll hardly notice the changeover from the old economic order of the Federal fractional reserve banking to a wholly new quantum system with blockchain securing peer-to-peer, you know, individuals doing transactions without bank middlemen worldwide. Apparently that's in the works. I really believe that that's really going on behind the scene. Transition is in process. There's no reason to panic right now, but it's good to know what's going on. You know, when you know better, you can do better. And I highly recommend these the videos I provided in this compendium. Now, those who didn't tune in on the last show, if you didn't tune in, you can also go to, you know, the top of the compendium is the 2022 Great Turnaround Series. You can click on that and go to my last post here about a week ago on, you know, mind-blowing revelations on Ukraine. I mean, we're talking about, for a lot of people, some of the mind-blowing stuff going on right now. These two compendiums are really good update. You know, if you really want to know what's going on in Ukraine, or you know people that want to know or would appreciate it, there's some amazing videos here. Some of them are conservative. Well, they're all kind of conservative. They're kind of, as far as conserving common sense values over, you know, libtard, you know, values or virtues or, you know, vision. There are several videos in this last compendium that are just really amazing. Some of them are humorous. One of them that's extremely funny is, for those who are familiar with Awaken with JP, you know, the comedian, the guy that does brilliant satire, he's got a video that longer than usual, about 15 minutes, but it's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's funny. It's humorous. It's the best satire of the year. If you don't laugh, you'll have to cry. Yeah, it's about choosing deep state obedience over a high state of bravery. You know, do that. And he gets into, you know, hacking your DNA, what's going on with your free will and sovereignty, with technocracy on the move, and Klaus Schwab? Is he the most dangerous man in the world? He's almost like a cartoon character, you know, Mr. Evil. But anyway, yeah, you can watch that video. And there's another video called The History of Secret Government. Again, I'm talking about the last compendium I did, which you can see at the 2022 Great Turnaround series. Another brilliant video. It's actually done by Bill Moyers back in 1987. And it's the history of the secret government, which is, you might say, the history of the deep state. Now, I always thought Bill Moyers was, you know, and I think he was in the latter part of this. He was so controlled and scripted that it looked like he was just far left causes. And he couldn't speak out on it, apparently, you know, in the latter years before he retired. But back at this time, 1987, he did a brilliant job. You know, explained basically the best history of the deep state, one of the best ones I've ever seen. And he's called history, he calls it the secret government. And I'd say it's required viewing to understand Ukraine. I mean, it's a simple explanation. Before PBS became, you know, a deep state aligned, you might say. So homeschoolers should know this history. You know, and for adults, you know, it's good to know that a high state follows deep state demise. So deep state demise follows, you know, people knowing better about what the deep state, what they've been doing. So I highly recommend that video. The best short video synopsis on Ukraine I've seen. It's only 5 minutes long. It was on InfoWars. It's by Greg Reese. Greg Reese does some brilliant stuff. This is the latest video by Greg Reese. It's based on Oliver Stone's 2016 documentary, Ukraine on Fire. That documentary is made available free on the Internet. Ukraine on Fire. You can probably Google that, pull that up, and watch that for free. It's a major compendium, documentary from 2016 with the backstory on Ukraine. Very good, a lot of it. So all this exposes the mainstream news media of what to think rather than how to think. You know, you might say BS as a belief system. And there's a transcript of that video, and it's, you know, which is, it's only 5 minutes long. The transcript isn't that long for those who want to study that because it's brilliant. There are many keynotes there. So why is Russia invading Ukraine? I mean, the same propaganda press that told us the experimental vaccines are safe and effective is now condemning Putin as the new Hitler while fear-mongering nuclear World War III, and the same mass media mind control method as COVID's psychotic reaction formation PSYOP. It's the same thing with just incessant fear porn going on. So here's what the prostitutes leave out. And I mentioned earlier, there's massive corruption in Ukraine. This is a brief history of that and the backstory on Ukrainian President Zelenko. And also, this is what I mentioned earlier, was the bio-war weapons and how Pentagon funded bio-weapons labs in Ukraine that were taken out by Russia. And there's a video, what Russia wants in Ukraine. And that's another very thorough, comprehensive video that gives several perspectives you'll never hear on the lamestream media. And there's some graphics, there's some infographics. I mean, that goes into what are the odds of four people all having children working for Ukraine. You know, Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is working the plane. Apparently, Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, Kerry, and who is that Mormon guy, Mormon senator? They've all got children working in Ukraine. I'm sorry. And anyway, another infographic on that subject. It's important to understand that really keynote information here that just blows away the Ukraine narrative. Gets into the conflict of interest. How American corporations are vested in creating and managing war and crisis, and what do they call it? Crisis capitalism. You know. What was the guy said? You know, can't let any crisis go to waste. Oh, anyway, there's some real interesting stuff on the shift that's been going on. You know, from COVID, you know, the pivot from COVID to Ukraine, the globalists 1-2 punch, you might say, to knock out global freedom. So make no mistake about it, the deep state globalists, they want World War III for the psychology of subservience to tyranny, and that mass formation psychosis that sacrifices freedom for security until we have neither, forcing their agenda of vaccine passports, digital currency, and a social credit digital tracking system that big tech has pioneered in communist China for totalitarian population control in China. They've test marketed there. They're starting to implement it here. They're looking at a global control matrix, control grid. Half the United States is already using these smart health cards that are linked to the World Health Organization vaccine passport program. They're moving ahead with it, folks, behind the scenes. In all kinds of different angles are coming at this stuff, whereby the World Health Organization is building a network, a vaccine passport network for global travel. If you want to travel globally, you have to have one of these passports, these vaccine passports. So there's just an awful lot of propaganda going on in Ukraine. It looks like the East is moving via Putin to a gold standard and a new currency standard, the reserve currency, not, you know, for the world, that they're requiring Europe, going to require Europe to buy the oil and gas in gold and leverage and ratchet up the pressure with cutting off oil, gas. This is big drama shaping up, and Putin is like a chess player. So they pushed him into a corner. They put sanctions on him. So he's just retaliating by just, well, I'm putting sanctions on you, Europe. I'm cutting off your oil and gas if you want it, and we have to pay it in gold. And that's going to leverage a whole new currency standard that Russia and China have been preparing for. In the West, they've been just printing funny money. I don't know what kind of gold reserves we have. Apparently, there is a lot of gold that has been secretly stored, stashed from different sources. I've heard about it over the years, that this whole new gold standard is about to go worldwide, and we could have a kind of bumpy transition, you know, because it's going to be disrupting so many. I mean, there's war going on, you know. There's war going on economically and politically. There's just all kinds of conflicts of interest being exposed and butting heads right now, locally and globally. It's an all-connected issue. So the instant everywhere interactive internet has basically been increasingly exposing all that's less than common sense, all that's less than all connected. You know, in other words, all the divide to conquer, divisive, you know, diabolical dialectic, you know, to create and manage, you know, terror, war, disease, famine, four horsemen of the apocalypse, hell on earth, you know, to create and manage that, to consolidate power and control, that old paradigm has hit the wall, and their time is short, their fear, wrath is great, and they want everyone to be as miserable as they are. So it's going to be dicey for a while. And we're looking at, some big changes. And to understand it, I provide several articles, like the one by Benjamin Fulford, who provides some really good insight with some positive news. And like I say, we're at a parallel time from the Declaration of Independence with this cycle, economic cycle, as the video I've included, in this compendium on understanding world changes, that there's these converging cycles. There's parallel to the end of the United States as we have known it, and the initiation and the restoring of the republic, restoring the republic. You know, what that looks like, and you know where we're going with that. That's the important news, the good news. That all goes with Declaration of Interdependence on United State of Love, with a new common sense for a new State of the Union of, by, and for all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth. So 2022 is the cosmically ordained time for a Declaration of Interdependence on a United State of Love on Earth as in Heaven Cosmos. Cosmic love of, by, and for us. So I've got some other videos at the bottom of that compendium, specifically A New Era of Freedom, that gets into the etheric blueprint, like a spiritual insight and outlook for understanding the overview of what's going on spiritually with A New Era of Freedom emerging. And if there's, this is actually a dictation called a heart stream, you might say, through David Christopher Lewis of the Elohim, proclaiming a new era of freedom, liberty, and love. And it really, that video has the spirit in that video of the energy right now with the trine of the moon in Pisces and the sun conjunct Neptune and conjunct Jupiter in Pisces, actually, and the moon is in the sign of Cancer, which is a water sign. That harmony, that loving compassion, joy, love, compassion, the deep spirit resonate. This, that video, A New Era of Freedom, that was actually done February 26th, what, about 2 weeks ago. I highly recommend that. And that's basically, you know, what I wanted to cover today. So lots of information, videos that are at your fingertips, your resources that you can check out. I want to thank everyone for listening. All that I'm talking about right now has very strong portents for deep transformation and the great turnaround in 2022. So hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating with Aquarian Spring in the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of cosmic love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with Cosmic Love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how Cosmic Love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make Cosmic Love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of Cosmic Love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of Cosmic Love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of Cosmic Love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of Cosmic Love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of Cosmic Love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that Cosmic Love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.